Hello, everyone. Oh, welcome. Happy Tuesday. Happy Valentine Eve. Let's see. I got people coming in. It's Coach Christy here with you guys tonight to talk about a topic that I'm just going to be honest. When I joined No BS in 2018, I did not understand the value of this topic. But now it is one of my favorite topics, and that is no BS. Ha ha. See what I did there? Okay, let me click around here. Let's see. Let me open my chat. Oh, thanks, Terry. I look adorable. Y'all, I am Valentined up. Ooh, look, I even got my nails done. See, look at my Valentine nails. Can you see that? All right. Yeah. Hey, Jean. Two times in the last week or so. Yeah, I did the maintenance call too. Okay, Christy, focus, focus, Christy, focus. Here we go. I am going to click on so I can pull. Coach Heather is going to be in the chat with y'all. So she's going to have some links for you. She'll be answering any questions you might have, anything you might need in there. I'm going to change my name. I don't even know if this even matters that I do this, but because do y'all even really? No, do you look at that? Let's see. Okay, I'm just going to do it anyway, Coach Christy, because we're supposed to. All right, there we go. Okay, welcome everybody. Okay, I am Coach Christy. I mostly am in Facebook. You may see me. I post a few videos in there. I posted a reminder about this call tonight earlier yesterday, and I work a lot with private clients. And let's see, I do a few Ask Coaches. Mostly, I just love to support y'all in your journey. I've been in No BS since 2018. I've been working for No BS. Oh gosh, I think it's been about 2 years now. So if you don't know me, nice to meet ya. And I'm super excited to talk about tonight. But so as everybody's coming in, I just want to talk a little bit about what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about our whys. And why our whys are important. Why our whys are important. And I took a few notes about this because I just wanted to share a little bit about my thoughts around this topic as you all are summoning up your courage to raise your hand and chit chat with me tonight about your weight loss journey because it is open coaching. So if you have any questions, if you want to ask me anything, if you're struggling with something, like now's your chance. Don't overthink it. Like it's going to be fun. It's just going to be like the two of us hanging out, talking about your weight loss, et cetera, et cetera. So as y'all are thinking about raising your hand, and I'm sure there's going to be a million of you that are raising your hands, right? Right? Okay. I see one hand raised. Thanks, Karen Reynolds. I'll be calling you up in just a second. I just want to take a second and talk about whys. Okay. So they've been around for a while. I know when I joined OBS in 2018, there was a whole lesson on whys and, you know, how to come up with them and why they're important. And this was a super challenging exercise for me. It seems like it should be simple, but I'm just going to tell you, like when I first did it, it was not simple. Like it was challenging because here's why. Here's what my why was. My why was, well, I think I want to lose weight because I'm not supposed to be overweight. Like that was honestly what I came up with. You're just not supposed to be overweight. Like being overweight is bad. Like, what is the deal? I just felt like I had spent my whole life because I've been overweight since, gosh, I can remember, right? Like since maybe like 10. And I just remember feeling like I was wrong the whole time. And so I just kept pursuing trying to be right, like trying to be in the right body. And that never actually really resonated with me. That never worked for me. That why never worked for me. So I was really happy to be challenged by this idea of coming up with your whys, because I think I needed to figure out how to make my why relevant to me, to personalize it. And to really make it mean something to my weight loss journey. So I'm just going to share with you because, as promised in the description of this call, it says in the description that you're going to come away with a bunch of whys. So I'm going to share with you some of mine. I actually polled a few of the coaches and I have their secret whys too. So at the end of the call, I'll be sharing some of their whys as well. And if you guys want to start sharing some of your whys in the chat, that would be awesome. So if you're doing this and you have pen and paper, get it out and take some notes, because if you're struggling like I was in the beginning with why do I actually want to lose weight, then this is the call for you. Okay. So for me, one of the most, like, I would say, vain reasons, I guess, for wanting to lose weight, which, by the way, there is no wrong why. Like, there's no such thing as like a stupid why or a shallow why or whatever. Your whys are your whys and they're all good enough. So for me, my biggest one was to be able to shop in a regular store. So I grew up in the like 80s and 90s, and we didn't have cool places like Lane Bryant and Torrid. I was buying my clothes at like Walmart in the plus size section, which looked like clothes my grandma would wear. So I really just wanted to be able to shop in a regular size store. So that was one of my whys. Now that my kids are older, and actually my son, Jack, you guys may or may not know this, just got engaged in December. And, you know, so of course I'm thinking about grandkids and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I really want to maintain my weight because I want to be able to play with my grandkids. Like I want to be able to get on the floor with them. That is not a why that I had when I was in my 20s, by the way. I wasn't even thinking about that, but it is a why for me now. Like I really, really want to be around. I think about my parents who are still around for my kids and how grateful I am to have them here and be healthy. And that's really important to me too. So this why I actually did experience when I was a kid, but I didn't make this connection. I wanted to be able to fit on amusement park rides, like roller coasters and stuff. So that was really, really important to me. I just wanted to do that. I wanted to be able to grow old with my husband. Again, this is kind of a new why for me now that my kids are sort of grown. My daughter, Emma, is a sophomore in college. My son, Jack, is getting ready to graduate. So I'm thinking about this new phase of my life and how important it is for me to be healthy because I want to grow old with my husband. I want to save on medical costs. Y'all, like my mom's a diabetic, type 2 diabetic. And this shit is expensive and I have fabulous medical care. So medical coverage. So yeah, I mean, I want to save some money. This is kind of a weird one, not so tangible, but it really resonated with me. I want to give myself less thoughts to manage about my size. So oftentimes we think that, you know, we shouldn't have to manage our thoughts about our size. But the truth is, no matter how long I've been an OBS coach, no matter how long I've been in OBS, I still have thoughts about my size. I mean, I am not the perfect size zero, right? So I still compare, I still think about myself and how I compare to people that are other sizes. And maintaining the weight that I am just gives me less of that. And honestly, it just frees up my mind to manage it about other shit that is taking up my brain. So, but if I had to pick one, why, it would be that losing my weight and maintaining my weight would actually mean that I learned how to experience my life at its fullest, like all of it. Because if you think about like why we eat without hunger, or why we overeat, why we eat more than our body needs, it's usually, I mean, if you think about the discovery worksheet, it's either habit or it's emotional. For me, it was a lot of emotion. And what that meant was whatever emotions I was eating over, I wasn't experiencing. So I just wasn't even allowing myself to experience the full spectrum of emotions that are available to all of us. The good, the bad, the ugly, right? The happy. Like we wouldn't know happy without sad. We wouldn't know love without loss. So losing my weight finally meant that I was probably experiencing my life and all it had to offer and was able to appreciate all of it. So, okay, we're getting ready to pull some people up for coaching. I've got one person with their hand raised. I'm so excited, but I just wanted to give you guys these resources. Coach Heather has these too. Hopefully she will have them ready to post in the chat. There are three places that we have given you some worksheets to work on your why. The first one is inside the Big Ass Action course that we are all working through this month of February. We're taking Big Ass Action. It is on pages 7 and 8. It is, it's a two-page little worksheet on helping you find your why. The other resource that we have for you, it's actually found in the resources section on the website under helpful worksheets. It's called Finding My Why. We're so clever here at NoBS. And then the third place, which is actually a little bit of what I call a sneaky why, it's actually the discovery worksheet. So Coach Heather will put all of those in the chat for you, but I want to talk a second about the discovery worksheet. How does this help us with our whys? Well, the brand new and improved discovery worksheet from 2024 has a question on there. If you're doing the emotional side of the discovery worksheet, there's a question on there that says, oh wait, I better pull it up because I don't want to misquote it. It says, what benefits besides weight loss will come from meeting this need? So if you were eating emotionally and you weren't meeting that emotional need authentically because you were covering it up with food, then what if you actually met that need authentically, what benefit will you get from that? Besides weight loss, like what benefit will you get in your life? And so, for example, that's my why. My why of meeting my needs authentically means that I'm experiencing the emotion instead of covering them up. So I love that on the discovery worksheet. Okay. Let's see. Let me see. Oh, look, Heather's got all those in there. I'm scrolling down. You love the new worksheet. Yes, Debbie, me too. The new disco worksheet is amazing. So love it. Very good. Very good. Okay. Let me pull up Karen. She is coming onto the stage and then we'll chit chat a little bit more later. All right, Karen, you're coming on up. Let's see. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I'm all decked out, ready to go. Here we go. Here comes Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Christy.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just got done with my workout with my trainer, and he knew I was going to try to get on for coaching tonight, and so I raced home and got on. So
good for you. Yeah. I love it. Thanks for raising your hand. What are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about, funny thing, why, my whys. And it started because actually my trainer has been working with me. I've been with him, gosh, almost 7 years. And he kind of moved away from coaching me on nutrition and such because he knew I was in NoBS and the two of his method doesn't fit with NoBS. So anyway, but he still follows and asks me questions and such. And I had been really particular, really frustrated recently. And he called me and asked, he said, are you sure you really want to lose weight? I mean, is that really your goal?
Mm.
Think about it. You've been doing this since 2020 and, you know, practically all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And is this, why is this your goal?
Mm.
So that kind of started me thinking about things. And of course, it's the mobility, the health, being healthy and able in retirement. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest thing is to be proud finally of figuring this out.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to start. I feel like I'm so distracted and pulled. I'll start one course and get maybe halfway through, and then I think, no, I think I need this one. So then I start another one. I'm distracted with just daily life. I just don't know where to go with all of that.
Okay. This is really common, right? Like,
yes,
our brains want certainty. And what I'm hearing you say is that your brain wants certainty about what you're choosing to do. Like, we want to know that this course is the one.
Right.
This is going to be the one. So this, I want to put all my, yes, this is the one. This is the magic course, right?
Yes.
The truth is, Karen, there's never a magic course. What there is magic actions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, how long have you been in OBS?
April of 2020.
Okay. So April of 2020, this is 2024, right? Okay. So almost 4 years.
4 years.
Where did the time go?
I know.
4 years you've been in OBS, right?
Yep.
And how many basics are there?
Four.
Right. There's no course that's going to give you any more enlightenment than you have right now as the actions of the four basics.
Okay. Yep.
The courses, this is what, like, girl, and let me just tell you, I have done this too. I was a professional researcher. Like, I was like, let me just read this other book that people are talking about. I think it's really going to get my mind right so I can start doing shit, right?
Yes, right.
And what we need to do is we need to just put the courses down and we need to get into action.
Okay.
All of the other stuff is distracting you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
There are four basics. Now we just have to figure out, how can I incorporate the basics into my life on a daily basis in the most doable way for me? Not like in some way that I saw so-and-so doing it on Facebook and she's got all these gadgets and gurus and stuff that she uses. How is this going to work for me? So, Karen, I ask you, where are you on the four basics?
I have water and sleep down very well. That's a no-brainer automatic thing. The
okay.
The stopping at enough and waiting for hunger are the biggest things I fight with.
Oh, you fight with them?
I do, because
Maybe if we stopped fighting with them, maybe if we partnered up with them, that might help a little bit,
that
right?
That might help. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because I am kind of, when I was thin, I ate 1 meal a day.
Mm.
And sometimes would go for 2 or 3 days without eating. Just, okay. You know, I was kind of, that was my mindset. It's like, I don't need to eat, so I'll wait.
Well, so I'm just going to guess then, if that's, it was that the last time that you were at a weight that you can remember
yes.
that you were happy about? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to guess that your habit brain, not Karen, right? Because I'm talking to Karen right now. She's like totally conscious, can logically think through shit, right? But your habit brain, Karen, when she thinks about stopping it enough, she's going to go back to your past and she's going to say, what does that look like? What does stopping it enough mean? Well, it's going to go back to your past and it's going to associate it with how you lost weight before.
Right.
So now it's got this story around that. And there's no way in hell it's going to let you go back to that.
No. Mm-mm.
Right?
Right.
So what is your story around stopping it enough? Is it going to be painful?
I don't think it'd be painful. I think I am just so used. I think I am not used to the feeling of satisfied. I'm either hungry or I've overeaten.
Okay. So let's clarify that just a little bit.
Okay.
When you say I'm not used to the feeling of satisfied, you mean physically I'm not used to what that feels like.
Right.
Or do you mean mentally, I'm not used to what that feels like?
It could be both.
Could be both.
It probably is both.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you think it would take to get used to something like feeling satisfied? What do you think it would take?
I think practicing with serving smaller portions.
Okay.
And knowing that if I wasn't satisfied, I could get more.
Ah, okay. So
I know.
There you're onto something, right? Now
so
you're onto
simple.
something.
Yes.
So no, it's no, don't beat yourself up. It's not simple, because what you just said is, here's what I know I would have to do, Christy. I would have to practice stopping it enough, which, okay, yes.
Yeah.
But then the next question that you answered so beautifully for yourself is, how would I create willingness to do that?
Mm-hmm.
How could I create willingness to stop it enough? Well, I think I would need to reassure my habit brain that she's safe. That if I were to stop it enough and I got it wrong, that I would always get her more food if she needed it.
Yeah.
So then your action becomes, Karen, not practicing stopping it enough. That's not the action I give a shit about.
Okay.
The action is, Karen, I want you to sit down tonight at your dinner And I want you to create safety for Habit Brain Karen.
Okay.
I want you to sit down tonight at your dinner and say, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to take my best guess at where my enough is.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get it wrong, I can always eat more food. I am no longer going to go 2 days without eating food.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing that anymore. I know you're worried about that, but we're not doing that. It's always okay to feed my body if it needs it.
Okay.
Your body's your partner in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. You just have to create this safety stage for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We just got to create some willingness. Mm-hmm. And we can create some willingness by having that little safety net of, hey, listen, just be brave and see. Just be curious. I always say that curiosity bridges the gap between, oh, hell no, and oh, hell yeah, I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's curiosity, and they're like, I wonder what would happen if.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It really does.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me that my habit brain from my 20s, you know, 40, 45 years ago, is still in that mode.
Right.
Has
right.
still but- that power over me.
Well, and it's, you know, listen, it doesn't have power, right? The power mm-hmm. exists because that voice is just louder right now than your conscious brain. Your conscious brain is very powerful. Mm-hmm. You just haven't harnessed it yet.
Okay.
Because you've been focusing on stopping it enough.
Right.
It's my goal. Stop it enough. Stop it enough. Stop it enough. But we haven't harnessed the thinking that's going to make that more possible and doable and accessible to us. And that's when we talk about big ass action, that's the big ass action we're talking about. Yeah. We're not talking about, hey, everyone take big ass action around stopping it enough. We're saying, hey, take big ass action around tackling the thinking that's keeping you from stopping it enough.
Okay. That makes total sense.
Kind of meta, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
People fighting.
Yeah. Just focus on the thinking that creates the willingness to stop it enough. And that's your big ass action.
That is
now,
it.
All the other things like serving yourself a little bit less, that's a great mm-hmm. idea. Great idea, right? Unless you are a person that gets triggered by serving less.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't manage your mind around that. You can't. I have clients that's a great strategy for them.
Yep.
Serving themselves less is a great strategy. It's like a little safety net for them. They're able to look at that amount and create safety by like, this is not all I get. This is just what I'm starting with. And then I'm going to check it. They have this whole mantra that they say around serving less. But then I have some clients who it's actually more helpful to serve themselves a little bit more. And that's okay too.
Yeah.
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 Because they just don't want to manage their mind around all the thoughts that automatically come in when we hear the word serve yourself less. Some of us are really triggered by that, right?
Yes.
And right. It's not that you can't manage your mind around that. Of course you could. But the question is, where do you want to put your energy, right? So if yeah. that's triggering for you, then don't do that. Just serve yourself a normal amount and then say things like, I have no idea how much of this food is going to get me to enough or not, but I'm curious to see.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
That's so helpful. Thank you.
Good. You're so welcome. And so many wins. I mean, been with a trainer for this long. Good for you. Taking care of your physical health. And you're just delightful.
Well, thank you.
But I will say, Karen, you know, we didn't really get a lot into your whys, but I do recommend you going back and choosing either the whys from the big ass action course. That's like a 2-page mm-hmm. little worksheet. It's a little bit more involved. And then there's like a shortcut one that's on the helpful resources. I really, really recommend going back and just kind of jotting those down.
Okay.
And seeing what you come up with. Okay.
Okay. Maybe one will be the spur I need to, you know, just hit it on the mark.
No, Karen, you're the spur.
Oh, I am the spur. That's
you're
right.
The
it's
spur.
Me that does the action.
That's right. You're taking the action. The whys are just there when you need a little boost, but you're the spur. You're the magic. You're the magic here.
Okay.
All right.
That's
all right. Thanks for raising your hand. Hey, will
Thank you
let me know how you're doing in Facebook? If you're in Facebook,
I will do that. Yep. I
love
am.
That so much. All right. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you, Christy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So, you know, as we're talking about whys, and I'm getting ready to pull up the next person, you know, it's really important to have this collection of whys, and Corinne will tell you to have multiple, right? Have multiple whys. And what having a good why does in the moment, Right. Because I heard a lot of people say, you know, they post on Facebook and they're like, well, I have my whys, but, you know, in the moment, they just don't matter. Right. And so they do matter if you consider them. Right. That's the key. How do we tap into our whys in the moment? Right. Because if we can tap into our why in the moment, it will create some desire for you. Right. So, for example, just imagine if you were having an urge and I was sitting next to you on the couch and you're like, man, I just finished dinner, but I really just want to go get some of that Valentine candy. If I whispered in your ear and I said, yeah, and you also want to be able to play with your grandkids, and you also want to be the kind of person that follows your plan, and I just started listing off all your whys, now you have desire to follow through on your plan, right? So having a good set of whys helps us generate desire. So that's just one other thing I wanted to add. Okay, Annette from Iowa. Coming on up. Wouldn't it be great if you could have somebody whisper in your ear every night if you're a nighttime eater? Just have somebody sit in your car. You can, right? Corinne's got some meditations on the website that I think are really good for that too. I think there's some urge. Heather, correct me if I'm wrong. There might not be. I might be making this up. Annette! It's so good to see you again. How are you? Oh, she's fixing her hair, y'all.
Well, I need it cut.
You look cute. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm so excited.
Good.
I hadn't even thought of this until you started talking.
Oh, okay.
And suddenly, it was like this light bulb. I kind of looked up to see if the light came on, but it didn't. It was already on. Anyway, I had been, whys are hard for me. Very, very hard for me.
Okay.
Because I'm in maintenance. And have been since July.
Okay.
And I nudged the top of my maintenance range since Christmas. I kind of have. Anyway, that's not my question. Anyway, I digress. One of my things is I have asthma and I have type 1 diabetes. So, but one of my whys has always been to get off some of my medication. Well, okay. Some of my medication I'm never going to get off of. Insulin is something I need. If I don't have it, I'm dead in a day. So, but I do have some other medications that I have been on for years. And one of them is topiramate or Topamax for migraines, which I had years ago when I was working at a very stressful job. I would have a migraine where they would have to give me a shot at the hospital every Thursday night and it would put me out for 2 days.
Okay.
So they put me on this topiramate and I'm talking, this was like 30 years ago. And I have been on this ever since. Well, okay. when I went on it, I lost like 12 pounds.
Okay.
That's one of the side effects of topiramate is that you lose weight.
Okay.
At that time, I'm like, oh, not only does it keep you from having headaches every day, you lose weight. Win-win. Okay. Well, okay. As I started, I went to a new provider and I thought, you know, I'm going to really look at these medicines that I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
And topiramate was one of them. It's like, I take this for migraines.
Okay.
I haven't had a migraine for years. And something tells me that it's not because I'm taking this medicine.
Okay.
And I talked to her about it and she said, well, we can ratchet this back.
Okay.
Well, I started having essential tremors and she said, well, one of the things we can do is take away the drug that they put you on and increase this topiramate because it's used for this as well. I thought, well, if it was going to work, wouldn't it have worked before I got them? But anyway, and I said, fine. Well, she put me on an increased dose of that. Well, it made my heart do all this crap. So I'm like, I don't want to do that. And I'd really like to just get off of this completely. Let's just get rid of this. Well, now this has triggered me into, if you get off topiramate, guess what happens?
You'll gain weight. Okay. Is that a possibility?
Yes.
Okay. And what would be wrong with that?
Well, and, you know, I could gain up to 10 pounds.
Which okay, what's wrong with that?
Well, it'll put me out of my maintenance range. And I worked so hard to get here. And now just from not
And then the maintenance police are going to come and kick you out of Nobiet.
And then this that I have worked so hard for, got into maintenance, have held it for this long, and just not taking that pill. And I have wanted to get off this medicine for, oh, I bet 8-9 years. And I haven't done it just because it would make me gain weight.
Ah, what a beautiful opportunity you have here.
And
what is your opportunity, Annette? What is your opportunity that has been just placed in your lap like a gift from above?
I have to work through this, and I've come to the conclusion that it's better for my health to get off this medicine because it gives you osteoporosis. That is one of the biggest risks with this.
Mm-hmm.
And my bone density is so bad, the doctor said, don't fall over, you'll break yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was the diabetes, and I got to reading up on this, and it's like, it could have been this drug that's been doing this to me. It's like,
yeah.
Why would I keep exacerbating old age? Yeah. And the diabetes kind of does it anyway, and I can't get rid of it. So
yeah.
So
you're given this opportunity right here. Here's your opportunity, Annette, to work through the thought that gaining 10 pounds because I've gone off medicine, it takes away my being in maintenance metal that you have. That's like me saying, oh my gosh, my first marathon that I ever did, I ran in 2 hours and 6 minutes. It was awesome. Like, that was amazing. The last marathon, the half marathon that I did, took me like 2 hours and 46 minutes. I guess I got to give back my trophy from the first one. No.
I used to be a runner. It's like, no.
Of course you don't, right? Like, you got to maintenance. How did you get to maintenance?
By following the basics and...
Yeah, and working through your mind, right? Managing your thoughts, following the basics, hurdling obstacles, all the things you did, right? That's how you got to maintenance. So if you go off this medication, well, first of all, I would just love to entertain the idea too that it's not guaranteed. Like, your brain is automatically thinking this is like, it's just going to happen. No matter what you do, this is going to happen, which is not true, right? We don't know. Maybe you gain 10 pounds, maybe you gain 1 pound, maybe you gain zero. I don't know. Right? I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. So that could be your very, very next best thought to think is, I have no idea what going off this medication is going to do. I may not gain a pound.
And then, because this just happened yesterday that I got the bravery to ask the doctor if it'd be okay if I quit taking it, which has been a long time coming. And she's like, sure. If you want to try it, we'll just, she said, you can't just quit after all this time.
Gotta like taper it off, right?
She said, just taper it off. And in 3 weeks, I'll be off of it.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll probably see if it's going to do that.
And this is the opportunity. This is the opportunity. Like, so many wins. You were brave enough to ask the question. You've been in maintenance long enough that now you're thinking not just about weight loss, but about your long-term health, which is equally important as when we're thinking about weight loss, right? Like, you're thinking about health outside of weight loss, which is amazing. But you have an opportunity here, Annette, right? Your opportunity here is to learn and remind yourself that you will love yourself even if you're 10 pounds heavier. That you being in maintenance right now is not why you're amazing. You're amazing 10 pounds heavier. You're amazing 10 pounds lighter. It just doesn't matter. You're wanting to put your health above being in this, possibly staying in this maintenance range, which again, you might still be. right? We just don't know. But you have an incredible chance here to really think about what your worth is here, that it's not being in your maintenance range. Because if that's true, then all of the ladies in no BS who aren't in their maintenance range are not worthy. And we know that's bullshit, right? So this is your challenge. Your challenge is to decide right now, will I still be proud of myself? Will I still love myself if I'm 5-10 pounds heavier?
You know, and I can work on getting it off. It's not like I can't. I know how to do it. I've done it.
Look at you fighting for yourself right now, Annette. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like, you know, once I off the pill, suddenly all my brain knowledge goes away. You know.
Yeah. I always say that to people who are successful in no BS. I'm like, look, you can't unknow this stuff now.
My dad always told me, go to school and get educated. They can take everything. They can't take what's between your ears.
Look at you fighting for yourself. That's right. That's right. So number one, you already can be so proud of yourself for being brave enough to take this step. That's amazing. So no matter what happens with your weight, you're already proud. You're already amazing. You've already won. Okay.
You know, and another one of my whys is to be a role model to my kids and my grandkids. I have a grandson that's pretty overweight already, and he's only 11.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother is like a stick and can eat whatever he wants. I check for holes in his foot constantly. And his brother can't do that. It's just genetics, I guess. And dad was like that. And he's waiting for his growth spurt, he said. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to be a role model to them. You know, you don't eat until you're hungry.
But remember, but yes, I love that, Annette. And I wish somebody would have taught me that when I was a kid. But remember too, you're also a role model by showing your grandkids that you can love yourself no matter what size you are. That's not what makes you valuable, right?
And I don't say anything to them. I'm just trying to show them.
It's the best way. The best way.
And it's like when he asked for seconds, I'm like, well, are you still hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want more. I said, well, why don't you just wait? Mm-hmm. I said, in a half an hour, if you're still hungry, it'll be here. I'll heat it up and you can have some more. I said, let's just wait till see if you're hungry. He never asked for more. He just, God love him. He says he likes my cooking.
I make
four things.
They must be amazing four things. All right. So you've got your work cut out for you, Miss Annette. It's so good to see you again. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to journal. This is your homework assignment. Okay. Yeah. I want you to journal on why you still are amazing, even if you gain 10 pounds from going off this medication. And also don't forget to write down, and it may not happen.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see. I'm hoping that, you know, the miracle drug, when she wanted to put me on more, my first thought was, yay.
Of course it was. We're always looking for a quick fix, right? But you, that's the beauty of this, Annette. You don't need it. You have all the skills already. You don't need that anymore. You've got everything you need. All right. Well, let me know in the Facebook group what happens with you if you're in there. If not, you can always write into support and give me an update on how you're doing. But I'm so proud of you for being brave enough to really start thinking about your life outside of weight loss. That's a true gift. And thanks for sharing it with all of us.
Okay. Thank you. Right.
Take care, Annette. Stay warm. Bye. See ya.
I will. Bye.
Oh, I've coached Annette one time before. I don't remember what we talked about, but it was awesome. So as I'm pulling up Mary Elizabeth, I wanted to tell you too, just a little bit of something else. Here's what a why doesn't do. No matter how great your list of whys is, your whys are not supposed to take away your urges, right? Like I saw somebody post on this, post this in Facebook the other day. They posted, I just must not want weight loss bad enough or something like that. And it's like, no, of course, we all want weight loss, right? But in the moment, it's not supposed urges away. It's just supposed to turn down the temperature, but it only does that if you access your why in the moment. So if you are, if you've gone through how to stop overeating module in the No BS Foundations course, lesson 7, there's the busting urges process in there. And the busting urges process, step 4, tells you to ask yourself, is there any reason you might not want to eat right now? This is where you insert your why. So if you want to know how to use your why in the moment, check out the busting urges process in how to stop overeating module lesson number 7. It teaches you exactly, it's 5 steps. Step number 4 is there any reason you might not want to eat? And that's where you can insert some of your amazing whys. Okay. All right. Well, I pulled Mary Elizabeth up, but she didn't come up. Let me try again. I'm trying again, Mary Elizabeth. Let me see. Did it work? Talk amongst yourselves. She says she's rejoining as a panelist. Oh, here she is. Okay. Kelly, I see you. And Hillary, I see you. I see y'all's hands raised. Come on, Mary Elizabeth. What are we talking about tonight?
I don't know if you can see me.
I can't see you yet. There you are.
Oh, hi. Oh my gosh. Do I look horrible?
You look beautiful. What are you saying with those cute, sassy glasses? Get out of here. What are we talking about tonight, Mary Elizabeth?
I was just listening. I came in late on the call. And I was just listening to you know, the why we're losing the weight. And it gives you a lot of me to, you know, start stopping when you had enough and when you're, you know, you're satisfied. My why is, I know the reasons why I'm doing this for, you know, health reasons and to get, you know, weight off for good and medication. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know, I'm just kind of struggling right now because I do stop when I have enough. I've already lost, since I started in March of last year, 30 pounds. I'm down 30. So I have ways to go yet. And I'm just trying to, you know, get back in that mind frame, if this makes sense to you. I just kind of get lost in what I'm doing and just trying to get myself grounded. And there are times when, you know, I don't want to eat more than I'm able to, like I'm satisfied. But then again, I guess it's the fear of, you know, I get into, I think what it was, I don't want to confuse you, is portions. I've gotten myself into less than more. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
And that's what do you mean? Like your portions are less than usual? Is that what you mean? What are you saying?
Yeah, you know what, the whole philosophy of this thing is you know, what's doable and eating, you know, planning your meals. And the thing is, I know when I have enough is enough and I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. But I guess if I go a little bit over that, where I'm looking at portions a little bit differently, trying to figure, you know, to lose this weight. I don't know. I don't mean to confuse you. I'm just in a different.
Are you current? Let me ask you this, Mary Elizabeth. Sure. Are you currently losing weight?
Yeah, I have, okay. And I'm on type 2 diabetic, so okay. I know the medicines, and that's one of the goals for me to get off, and I don't know if I'd reduce what I'm eating, you know, smaller amounts, I don't know if that's a good thing or not, I don't know.
Well, how would you know? You do know. You do know if it's okay to do or not. How would you know?
Because it's just, I guess, from my mindset, you know, years back, I guess, and you know, stay away from certain foods and stuff like that, which I get. But you know, my wise, I guess I get the fear of trying things different. And I don't want, you know, try to maintain my blood sugar, which has been really, really good since I started. And I just don't want to go back to what I was when I started.
Okay.
You
so
know, if that makes
I
sense.
Think, Coach, yeah, I think what I'm hearing you say, Mary Elizabeth, is that your habit brain is just wondering, how long is this going to last?
Right.
Like you're just worried that you're going to go back because you led with your success, which is amazing. Congratulations, by the way. That's amazing. And this happens for so many of us, right? For so many of us in OBS, I know this was like this for me. Success is uncomfortable. We don't know what to do with success sometimes. So we start to question it. Like, ooh, this is weird. Maybe if I change anything, like this feels weird. I mean, it sounds weird, but like, for a lot of us, worry and failure feels comfortable. We don't know how to act when we're being successful because we have such a history of not being successful. Maybe we had it, we lost weight, but then we gained it. So it's normal for when we start having success that we start to worry that it's going to go away. It's kind of like my dad used to say to me, you know, like when things were going really well, he'd say, "Well, don't get too big for your britches now." You know, like don't get your hopes up too much, you know, because it's as if we need to prepare ourselves for the inevitable shoe that's about to fall. But this is when we rely on our actions. So Mary Elizabeth, I want you to tell me two of the things that you do on a regular basis that have helped you lose your weight so far. What are two things that you do?
I do the planning, the 24-hour planning.
Okay, you make a plan?
Yes, every day. Okay. And the second thing is I started on Zoom through AARP doing their exercise classes 3 times a week.
Okay.
Which I, you know, so that has helped a lot and has given me a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And that's two things that I haven't really journaled, which I should be doing.
Nah, there's no shoulds here.
I know. I'm
you might want
that.
To start investigating journaling to see if it would help you in any way. And I'm just going to say something here, Mary Elizabeth. This fact that you raised your hand to get on this coaching call, what if you thought about the possibility of journaling as being your own self-coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you wrote all of the stuff that you've been telling me, if you wrote it on a piece of paper and then read it back to yourself. Right?
Yeah.
So I just want you to think about this. Think about, this is what I want to say to you. All of the things that you've done so far to lose your weight, we know two of them are, you started feeling really good about yourself because you started doing some exercise. That's amazing. Even though we know that exercise is not required for weight loss, the mental benefits and the energetic benefits we get from exercise, right? Like helps our weight loss secondarily. And also you're making a plan every day. Sounds like you're making a doable plan too, right?
Yes.
So these two things are amazing. So now you just can think of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? If you're right. Losing weight doing these things, then it makes sense that for now, anyway, your only goal is to continue doing these things. That's it. The only thing that's going to get in the way of you to continuing to do these things is your fear and doubt that at any moment it's going to go away.
True. One thing is, one question I do have for you. I just don't, I listen on these calls. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, I just don't want to, I've been on the yo-yo diets. I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to be in that position. And I think that's what the scary feeling I have of being insecure, because, you know, things don't go perfectly. Life is not perfect, but I just don't, I hear people and I respect that, but I just don't want to be in that position. And I think
that's so make an agreement with me right now. Make an agreement with me right now. And it makes sense that you're thinking this, right? Because let's follow this like thought domino. You have a thought initially, like, I'm worried that this is going to stop working. I'm worried I'm going to have to do something else. I'm worried about what I'm going to have to do in the future, right? Yes. And then that worry, then you start thinking, what if no BS doesn't work? Okay, then I'm going to have to go back to yo-yo dieting and doing crazy stuff, right? So it makes sense that you're thinking these things. So I want you to make an agreement with me right now, Mary Elizabeth, and everyone else that is on this call is witnessing this agreement. Don't be afraid. Okay, the agreement that we're going to make right now is that you will never, ever do another one of those fad diets again, that you'll stick with no BS and use all the resources that are available to you, ask coaches, open coaching calls, Facebook, if you have an accountability group, you will use all of those resources until you figure out what the next step should be.
You got it.
Okay.
It makes sense. And you know, one thing is too, I don't not judge at anybody. I, you know, and this is an investment in me and I'm dead serious about what I'm doing. And it does work. I have to say that the support here is fantastic. I have struggled. Yes, I've been through a lot, but I find myself, I motivate others and let them keep going because I can't afford to have anything block my way. And I have to say that I've gotten this far and I'm going to continue. So when I put myself out there, I try to motivate everybody because I try to make somebody's life a little bit easier and then touch somebody's life. And this is the feedback I get from some of the members. And I'm just trying to keep, you know, full steam ahead as far as myself. So I know there's no turning back for me, but I appreciate the call. And, you know, I was like, oh, when you called my name, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, because I just sit back and I listen to others. And I know, well, this doesn't work. That doesn't work. You know, and I'm like, well, you know, let's flip flop back and forth. And I've done that. But yeah. I know my mindset is a little bit different. That's what keeps me going. And to answer this to you, the exercise, it was my choice. And you're right. And of course, my doctor, she's always on me about that, too. So I understand that. And, you know, I do have depression. Anxiety does help. And it helps me deal with other things, too. So,
yeah.
But I appreciate, you know, you coaching me. It makes sense. And I just think this, Corinne has done her research. There's so much information out here. And it works. It really,
that's right,
truly does. And, you know, it does for me. And you just got to work with it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not giving up.
That's all you have to do. You just have, when you start being fearful about what your actions are going to have to be, or if it's going to stop working, I want you to remind yourself that what you're doing right now is working. And that's all you have to focus on right now. When another obstacle presents itself, we'll hurdle it together. You've got all of us with you. You're getting so much love in the chat right now too.
Well, I just have to say this. I got my own good old Mr. Shitty, the little poop that
this guy
Glenn
right here
has.
This guy right here.
Oh, yes. And let me tell you, he sits on my kitchen table every day. We have breakfast, lunch, dinner, you name it. And we have a conversation. Yeah, it keeps me going. I said,
Me too. Well, it was good to meet you, Mary Elizabeth.
Well, you too.
I hope to see you soon.
You will. Thank you very much, Coach.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Y'all, our fear about the future and our fear about this eventually quitting working is a sabotager of today, isn't it? All right, Kelly Johnson, here you come. Come on up. I promise I'm going to share some of our whys. While she's coming up, I will tell you that Missy, who is a No BS team member, her why is so she can carry her grandchildren, get down and back up out of the floor to play with and to travel with her husband and family. So let's see. Uh-oh. Okay. I lost that one. Let me see. I don't think I did. Let's see. Kelly Johnson, did you lower your hand? You must have. Okay. Hillary. We'll try this. Hillary, come on up. Oh, no, there goes Kelly. Okay, hold on. Zoom is being really slow. We might end up with too many people on the in the pot. All right, here comes Kelly. Oh, look at her cute dog. So cute. Kelly, we can't hear you. Oh, I'm gonna put Hillary, I'm gonna put you back down. And then raise your hand again, Hillary. Y'all, I'm click happy. All right,
Oh
here comes
my.
Kelly. Hillary, raise your hand again. If we have time, we'll get to you. Hey, Kelly, I can't see you. There you are.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, thank you for calling me up. Not often I
Sure.
get on these calls because I'm in Australia, so it's good to hear me.
Nice.
I don't have many whys, or I don't know my why, but I have a lot of why bothers,
Oh,
which, yeah.
okay.
Play
Okay.
with wives and play with grandkids. Well, I don't have kids, so that's not going to happen. Seeing the future just isn't that. Yeah, I just find it very hard to see the future. So
Okay. All right. So why are you losing weight then? Why not just stop losing weight?
have no idea. I know that I have no idea. I know
Is yours
that
like
I.
mine? In the beginning of the call, I said my why in the beginning was like because I wasn't supposed to be overweight. Like, is that
Probably one of my wives is like, just
why? Okay.
I need to stop buying clothes that are too big for me and fit back into the clothes that
Okay, so one of your whys is to save some money.
yeah, I
Oh, look at
suppose.
that. We just one popped out. Did you see that?
Yeah, I
Just
did.
popped out. One of my whys is I would like to fit into the clothes that are already in my closet. That's a great why. Fantastic.
Okay.
What else? What else? What other reasons do you want to lose weight? What are you looking forward to when you how, well, let me ask you this. Can you share how far are you from your goal weight? Like, how much are you trying to lose here?
I'm trying to lose about 25 kilos.
Okay, 25 kilos for those Americans. That's what, like around 50 pounds or so?
pounds,
50 pounds. Okay. I have a private client who lives in Australia too, so I'm getting better at kilos. But okay, so in 50 pounds, what are you looking forward to?
I don't know because I can't see it happening.
Well, that doesn't matter. Let's pretend it's happening. Like, what would you be looking forward to?
Probably just fitting in my clothes.
Fitting in your clothes. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything
Yeah.
else that you're looking
Clothes.
forward to? Is there anything that you struggle with now that you think having extra weight off would become easier for you?
Not well. I don't know. I would like to see if my knee problems come get better.
Okay.
Curious about that. I suppose I'm curious about
Okay.
the knee side and
So maybe
I'll
be a little bit kinder to
just
your joints. Yeah. And see if that helps
be
your knee a little bit.
I
I love
had
that.
a problem with my back in 2022. I hurt my back and it took until mid 23 to actually get it sorted, and now I'm struggling. So this actually is one of my blocks. I'm struggling to get motivated to do things because every time I do, I have this fear that I'm going to hurt my back again. That and I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to go back to where I was.
Okay.
So I don't push through that fear because that fear is too strong. So I want to get back to movement and mobility and all the other stuff that I want to, but I'm too scared to because it's the fear of hurting myself
Okay.
again.
Okay. And what is it that you can do right now that you're pretty certain, like 99.9% would not hurt your back. What is that?
Doing nothing.
So
And that,
walking.
no, that hurts. That
Okay.
causes me pain. So everything I've been trying all different things, yoga. I do. I find that if I do nothing, then it doesn't hurt. But that doesn't sit well with me because I don't want to do nothing. I want to do something.
Okay, so the problem is not that you the okay, I see a couple of things that we can offer for just a little bit different way to think about this. One is I haven't found the right thing yet. That's
yeah.
better than where I, it feels like your mind is right now, is like, there's nothing I can do. Right.
Yeah.
I haven't found the right thing yet. Right. And the other thing is, the other opportunity you have is to work on this idea that you may not just be able to have regular or typical movement included in your life. There are other ways to get the benefits of movement, right? Like, movement is really about connecting with your body. It's really about taking care of yourself in those ways. There's all kinds of ways that you can get that. For example, I have a younger sister who has cerebral palsy. Some of y'all may or may not know that. She is in a wheelchair. She has no transfer abilities, meaning she has to be showered. She has to be put in bed. She can't walk, all of the things. So movement is not possible for her, but it still is possible for her to take care of her body, for her to connect with her body and take care of herself that way. So what if we just need to redefine what it is you're looking for from movement and figure out, how can I get that same thing in a different way?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also remembering that movement doesn't have anything to do with weight loss.
Oh, yeah. I still struggle with that one. I know it, but I still struggle with it because, still struggle with that one. I just can't figure out a why. But like the clothes thing, yes, that is a why. But that doesn't seem
You had
like
two things. It. You had two things. You said, I want to be able to get back into my clothes, yeah. Right? And then you also said, and I want to see if it's going to help my knee. So here's my suggestion for you, Miss Kelly. I would love for you to listen back to this call and make a list of all the whys that are in the chat that other people have been posting. Listen to the whys that I am going to get ready to share with the team members. Okay. Yeah. And see if any of those resonate with you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Good. Good. All right. Well, happy Australia to you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Take care. All right. I'm going to try to squeeze Hillary in since I pulled her up and I did the old trickery. You guys, you know, having a why, you know, Kelly was talking about how she only had, you know, the one or two that we came up with. You know, you don't have to have a million. I mean, Corinne likes us to have a bunch. It's just nice to have a plethora of them. But maybe you just have one really good why, and then more come up as you go along. Okay, Kelly says it's 8 a.m. in Australia. All right, here's Hillary. Let me just share while Hillary's coming up. MJ's why, y'all know MJ, I know you do, to shop in boutiques with her girls to fit in the seats at dance competitions. Her girls are in the dance competitions, not MJ. Sit confidently in folding chairs so that I'm not always afraid they will break. Fit in a regular size casket. That's a little bit twisted, MJ, but we'll take it. She says there's way more options and much cheaper if you're smaller. She worked in a nursing home, so her other why is to only ever need one person to transfer her if she ever ended up in a facility, so that she could participate and ride rides at the amusement park and not always be the purse holder. Now it's backpacks, MJ. Nobody carries a purse anymore. Fit into the clothes in my closet year after year. That's like Kelly's why. To show her girls that honoring her body, what honoring her body looks like, to learn to keep promises to herself, to figure out how to prioritize herself and still take care of her family. That's a good one. And to show my friends what could be possible. Okay, Hillary, unmute yourself and come on screen. We're a couple minutes over, but we're going to get you in, my friend. All right, she is.
Hi, I don't know how to bring up my video. Can you hear me though?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a request and you should just be able to click on it.
Okay.
Did you see my, there you go.
Oh, there I am.
Hi, Hillary. We've got a quick minute. Let's see if we can do the lightning round of whys.
Okay. So this has been really heavy on my heart. So I'm so thankful you took this call. My main why was I am in pain 24 hours a day.
Okay.
Muscle pain. My doctors, they all told me, you lose weight, you'll feel better. They were so dismissive that this is just lose weight and that's your problem. I got sent out to so many specialists with them saying that was my problem.
Okay.
I'm down 50 pounds now and I have absolutely no relief. They finally decided to diagnose me with something after I lost the 50 pounds. But I'm just saying, this anger with being dismissed because I was obese, all my other whys disappear because my main why is just so traumatic, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So now you need to just come up with new whys. But first, I would love to see if you could maybe work through some of that anger just a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm stuck because
okay,
it's making me want to give up and I don't want to give up.
Oh, why would you ever prove them right? Don't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No way, Jose. We're not doing that, right? Listen, I want you to think about this. Doctors, your doctor, do you think that they were saying that to you like on purpose? Like, do you think that they were like, you know, we really know what's wrong with this lady, but we don't want to tell her. We want her to think it's her weight.
No, I think it was just an easy answer for them at the time.
There you go. Yeah. Does that turn the temperature down just a little bit for you? It was an easy answer.
I don't know.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that was the situation, but they weren't doing it on purpose, right? It's not like they knew the answer and they were holding it from you, right?
No, they definitely didn't know the answer. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So listen, there's great doctors out there and then there's some not so great doctors, right?
True.
Thank goodness you figured this out on your own. Thank goodness you decided to take their suggestion and lose weight, right? Because the benefits may not be helping your health, the way you feel and your pain, but are you proud of yourself? Are you enjoying the benefits of 50 pounds down that have nothing to do with that?
Yes, my new wardrobe's quite fun.
Well, go on with your sexy self, right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So even though they were a little bit erroneous in what they said to you about being the cause, it seems like, right?
Yeah.
You still got the benefits of their advice.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I just needed like somebody to give me a little different spin because it's really hurtful. So
it is hurtful. And you know, there's been a lot of conversations in Facebook around, you know, some doctors and their views on obesity and being overweight and things like that. And there's great doctors out there. There's some really great ones. And I like to think that the world is changing a little bit and the world is gaining a better understanding of, you know, being overweight and things like that. So that's what I like to hold on to. And so when you come across doctors, I just like to think that, you know, they just don't know right now, but there's some good ones out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe I just need to look. Now they'll see past it since I'm no longer that heavy. So,
yeah, exactly. And be proud of yourself for making it this far and keep going. So I encourage you, just like the last caller, I really want you to go and get one of these why sheets. You got the two choices. You can do the one from the helpful resources, or you can do the one that's in the big ass action course, but sit down with it. Because if you no longer have this why, which sounded like I was doing it because the doctor said, if you no longer have that, now you need to come up with your own that are maybe outside of your pain. Like, make yourself a wardrobe.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good to you. Good to see you, Hillary. We'll take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I know we're over, but I just have to go through these real quick because I want to share Coach Heather's wise. So she says, to evolve past my perceived limitations and story about who I am, to demonstrate to myself and others that real change is possible, to have a better chance of avoiding Alzheimer's or any chronic disease associated with aging, to achieve something I once thought was impossible for me. I want to enjoy the second half of my life with as few limitations as possible. Coach Dina says, she's in the sandwich generation stage of life where she sees her parents aging and she's also involved with the active teens. She wants to be able to be at her own optimal health for both sets of family. She wants to continue being Ralph's Latina arm candy, LOL, she says. And then she says, focusing on her weight loss allows her to practice emotional resilience and modeling that to my modeling that to her family. It's important to her. Coach Christy says to actually live a life that is focused around the people I love and the experiences and not food. She still remembers when she did one-on-one coaching with MJ. She was getting ready for a family vacation, and her mantra that MJ helped her create was that vacation, she was creating memories around the people I am with, not the food I eat. So her why for weight loss and maintenance is to physically be able to do the things with her children and grandchildren and create great memories. She wants to remember, she doesn't want to remember what she ate. She wants to remember the memories. Okay, so we got some whys talked about. We did a little bit of coaching. Thank you everyone for being here tonight. This is always a joy for me to come and chat with y'all. Post in the Facebook group if you want to get some more discussion going around whys, hashtag BAAM. Thanks Coach Heather for being here and going over. I'm sorry. I will pay you back when I see you at camp. All right. Love you all. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.